Welcome to another daily encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Today's reading was written by Kimya Loader, and she titled it The Power of Voice. The most powerful orators in history are often those leaders who've used their voices to bring about positive change. Consider Frederick Douglass, whose speeches on abolition and liberty spurred a movement that helped lead to the end of slavery in the United States. What if he'd chosen to be silent? We all possess the capacity to use our voice to inspire and help others, but the fear of speaking out can be paralyzing. In the moments when we feel overwhelmed by this fear, we can look to God, our source of divine wisdom and encouragement. When God called Jeremiah to be a prophet to the nations, Jeremiah immediately began to doubt his own abilities. He cried out, "I do not know how to speak. I am too young." But God wouldn't allow Jeremiah's fear to get in the way of his divine calling to inspire a generation through his voice. Instead, he instructed the prophet to simply trust God by saying and doing whatever he commanded. In addition to affirming Jeremiah, he also equipped him. "I have put my words in your mouth," he assured him. When we ask God to show us how he wants to use us, he'll equip us to carry out our purpose. With his help, we can boldly use our voice to make a positive impact on those around us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 9. "The word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations.' 'Alas, sovereign Lord,' I said, 'I do not know how to speak. I am too young.' But the Lord said to me, 'Do not say I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you,' declares the Lord." Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, "I have put my words in your mouth." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us each a voice to use in service to you. Give us the courage and the strength to use the power of our words to influence those around us for the better. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.